Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break English, Season 3, Episode 7, Extra.
Hello and welcome to this week's extra episode of Coffee Break English. Because this week's main episode was all about Ningaloo Reef in Australia, Josie and I are having a conversation about our experiences snorkeling and scuba diving. Enjoy! Josie, do you like swimming in the sea?
Yes, I do, especially when I'm in a hot country.
Have you ever been scuba diving?
No, I haven't, but I'd really like to. That's one of the things on my bucket list. I've been snorkeling, but it's not quite the same. Have you been scuba diving?
No, I haven't either. And to be honest, I don't think I want to.
Oh, why not?
I find the idea of being so deep underwater a bit scary. Snorkeling is okay because you can get out of the water at any time.
That's true. Where's the best place you've been snorkeling?
I think it was in Sardinia in Italy. I went there a few years ago and we took a boat out to some isolated islands. We saw a shipwreck and lots of interesting, colourful fish. The water was so clear and warm, so it was perfect.
My favourite snorkeling experience was also a lot of fun, but the water wasn't warm at all. It was in Iceland in December, so the water was about 2 degrees.
Why did you want to do that?
Well, I was swimming between two of the Earth's tectonic plates, so it was an experience that I didn't want to miss. But I have to admit that I've never been so cold in my life.
So was it worth it?
Definitely. But I wouldn't do it again. Let's listen to the conversation again. A little faster.
Josie, do you like swimming in the sea?
Yes, I do. Especially when I'm in a hot country.
Have you ever been scuba diving?
No, I haven't, but I'd really like to. That's one of the things on my bucket list. I've been snorkeling, but it's not quite the same. Have you been scuba diving?
No, I haven't either, and to be honest, I don't think I want to.
Oh, why not?
I find the idea of being so deep underwater a bit scary. Snorkeling is okay because you can get out of the water at any time.
That's true. Where's the best place you've been snorkeling?
I think it was in Sardinia, in Italy. I went there a few years ago and we took a boat out to some isolated islands. We saw a shipwreck and lots of interesting, colourful fish. The water was so clear and warm, so it was perfect.
My favourite snorkeling experience was also a lot of fun, but the water wasn't warm at all. It was in Iceland in December, so the water was about 2 degrees.
Why did you want to do that?
Well, I was swimming between two of the Earth's tectonic plates, so it was an experience that I didn't want to miss. But I have to admit that I've never been so cold in my life.
So, was it worth it?
Definitely, but I wouldn't do it again. We hope you enjoyed this extra episode of Coffee Break English. If you'd like to get the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just go to coffeebreakenglish.com.
Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.